The number of women earning college degrees exceeded the number of men for the first time last year, and 34% of the female population is now attending college. But when it comes to entrepreneurship, women are still lagging behind.
Jennifer McFadden writes about this for Fast Company magazine and joins us live. Thanks for being here, Jennifer.
Thanks for having me.
Break down the numbers for us. Why aren't more women starting high-growth companies?
Well, I think that there are various, factors at play here that people have discussed in the past. This is in particular high-growth companies. So at this point, about 35% of the population who are women who are launching companies in the United States. And out of that, the definition for high-growth companies is typically $1 million or in excess of $1 million annually in revenues. And so out of that, only 1.8% of female-led companies fall into that bucket of generating additionally, $1 million plus. And in addition to that, you have this issue of, whether or not any of these companies that women are launching are actually employing a large number of people. And you see in the numbers, again, that there's such a small portion of those companies that are being launched by women that are actually generating jobs. And I think that there are multiple factors that go into this. There's access to the networks that enable those types of high-growth jobs or high-growth companies to succeed in the earliest stages. If you look at some of the accelerators that are around in the country, they're based typically in large cities, largely in Boulder, in San Francisco and New York, obviously. And out of that grows this entire community of people who are highly networked and adept at finding all of those things that you need when you go forth and try to launch a company. So whether that's the technical help to get you your site, in this case, up and running, or if that's marketing help, whatever it is, connections for financing. And those connections don't necessarily exist on a mainstream level. And in addition to that, you have issues that you've seen with just women in general in technology, which is part of the problem that we're trying to solve at Skillcrush and part of the problem that other women-led organizations across the country are trying to solve.
Jennifer,
2.0. Yep.
Jennifer, we have 30 seconds. How can the balance be tipped? How can we get more women into those positions?
I think that what we proposed in the article was creating a radically open network for these women to leverage those resources that are available already at all of these accelerators, bring them online, bring online all of those additional resources that are out there for learning how to code, to learning how to market, to learn how to set up your legal structure, and make them accessible in one place that's easy to find, and then connecting that one place to boots on the ground, women's organizations that already exist, whether it's your local PTA, or if it's the junior league, or your church circle.
Okay.
So that you're bringing them back into the community.
Well, hopefully that we can make that happen. Thanks so much, Jennifer. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
That's Jennifer McFadden from Fast Company.